Hey everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, baby girl. Feels like forever.
Hello.
Hi.
It's been a long time.
I know. We skipped a week. Did you do a show on Thursday? We just didn't do the week.
No, I did do a show on Thursday with Anna.
Oh, I have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. So.
Oh, you say so yourself. No.
Yeah, all right.
Well, you know. Well, that's good. Well, I know who I'm going to bed with tonight. Yay.
Hello.
No, podcasts, they get a girl through the night, so perfect. I listen to a bunch, so this one is what I'll have for this evening's selection.
Nice.
Yes. I could go on 35
no,
tangents.
We're good.
One's, okay, good. So my question to you is, and I guess we can talk more in detail off the air, but are you guys still thinking about coming in March?
Yeah, I think we just want to make sure that,
Perfect. Yeah, because things are afloat. But in spite of that, I'm going to give you a more targeted range of dates because it would just – would make no sense not to be. If you're going to be in New York next month, you should be in New York when something phenomenal is taking place.
Right.
And that would be the previews for the show I just finished. Well, I'm finishing casting today. It's done. It's technically it's done now. It's just like contracts and stuff like that, but it's technically done.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, especially in the preview period, they're going to want us to – they're going to probably have, like, closed performances.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a very cool experience for you guys to be a part of. So
yeah.
That I would say – yeah, girl. I would say think about, like, March 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
Okay.
Around there, and before you lock anything down, let me know so that we can target it. But I would say around there would be good because that would be Anna's birthday, your birthday coming up. We'll put that in because it's spring. Your birthday coming up and just seeing this event that happens to be happening next month. It starts the middle of next month through the end of next month, so we might as well work your dates around that, which would be really cool. So
okay,
that's
I'll,
all. I talk to
I'll
her.
Pass it by the cousin.
Mm-hmm.
She was just having to make sure because she's picking up her father from Philippines
at some point
in the beginning of March.
Perfect.
And then so she didn't want it to be like, back to back to back, all this stuff.
No, it should be
happening.
No, that's perfect. That's the beginning.
So.
This is like the middle. This is like the middle toward the end. Do you know what I mean? It's like the third, fourth week. So perfect. So we can get more specific. And tell Uncle Tony he can come. No, I'm just kidding. He's a married man now. He's taken. He's off the market. I've been joking about Uncle Tony since I met him because I see where Anna gets all of her swag because she that apple it's like the apple didn't even fall. The apple's like no, Uncle Tony's apple is still up there. It's like no, and there's Anna's nope, we're just gonna stay on the tree. We're not even falling. We're not even far from the tree. We're on the tree. We are the tree. They have like the Bangalan orchard. They have so much swag, those two. Oh, my goodness. No wonder the ladies feel how they feel. I can totally, I get it. I see it. So I'm glad you guys did a show on Thursday. I was thinking about you guys last week. And it's fun to be a listener, every once in a while when I can't do a show and I have to be elsewhere to listen to it at night and just sort of like, oh, I'm an audience member. Yes. That's wonderful. I'd like to be a witness. And the week was, what week hasn't been, my God, but so potent and so full of every emotion imaginable. And I think Source was laying this project at my feet as a lifeline. And I worked, I want to introduce you to the creative team. They came in from London and they're going to come back. And it was, I felt like their indigenous auntie that they adopted. They're so tall. They both sound like the out of freaking Harry Potter. They're so tall. And I'm like, okay, and what'd you just say? Really, it was a really fun, really funny. Like she, the director, Holly, she asked me for hand cream. But the way that you can ask for anything, you sound so, do you have any hand cream? And I'm like, what is that? I got some hand sanitizer. What? No, that would drive me out, wouldn't it? I'm like, okay, girl. I got you. Okay. And they're so polite. They're so polite. And in a period of 3 days, we saw over 200 actors. One day, we saw 150 actors, or rather I did, because the union has a mandate. It's called an open call, but it's through the union. So there's rules, and you have to follow. And it was really funny. They were, like, hiding in the dressing rooms. I'm like, you hide. And if when we were seeing actors that had appointments, and then the actors would, you know, they want to please mommy and daddy, meaning them, not me, I'm just the help, whatever, even though, hello. And they would explain to them, well, I won't be able to go to rehearsal this day and that, and I would just step in and say, that's not their problem. They don't need to hear that right now. You can tell me about it in the hallway. And they were like, oh, my God. I'm like, this isn't rude. No, they're like, oh, my God, you need a cape. You're like a superhero. I'm like, yeah, you guys have too much time. A long casting day for them is seeing 20 actors.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
wow.
I could do that in, like, an hour. Are you kidding me? Please. I said, sit down. Sit down and watch. So, great people. I feel more than colleagues. I feel new friends in the making and just so smart and creative. And my office for a week was this theater designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at the Guggenheim.
Wow.
I was out of my mind. And I said to myself, wow, with all the apparent chaos and contrast from my 12-year-old being out at all hours and not letting me know where he is, which was not fun, to a certain individual, I have to do divorce mediation because there's just papers don't want to be signed, okay? And just feeling like my ass had been kicked the whole week, and that had nothing to do with work. And two of those nights, I had to go right from working all day to teaching at night, and then making dinner for my son at 7 in the morning, like just insane, and just feeling that I just was able to tap into this creative energy. Thank you, Source. I didn't feel on top of my game personally, you know, and I think it was just more my perception being clouded, just looking in the mirror and going, ugh, just feeling so, okay, well, you know what, it's not about how cute I am today, it's about the work, and thank God. And they're blown away with the work, and that's all I need to know. And what's so beautiful, there's a cast of 7. 5 people of the cast I didn't find the conventional way. There were people I, like, hunted for or found unconventionally. It was, and that made me really, really happy. So, yeah, crazy, exhausting week. And then the last thing I want to say, yesterday was the birth anniversary of or birthday of my daughter who passed away. She would have been 23. Can you imagine me with a 23-year-old daughter?
Mm-mm.
We'd be sharing clothes. yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So it's a lot. So I my youngest son, thank God, was out of town with his father. So I actually had two kid-free nights because this winter break. And I binge-watched a ton of TV, drank mimosas, and cleaned my house. And that's what I did. You know what show I'm obsessed with because I got to watch it all?
What is that?
Oh, my God. American Crime Story, Johnny Versace.
Oh,
oh
no,
girl.
I haven't watched it.
Watch it on demand on FX. Oh. And some, it's the type of thing I can't watch with my 12-year-old in the house because they
right.
will go there. They will go there on FX. They will go there because it's cable and I don't know the loophole, but they found a loophole and they're not leaving. So it's very graphic, but just brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. So my, I saw OJ and I'm like, this, and everybody raved over that. This is so much better. I'm much more into this one. So I recommend it highly.
Mm. All right.
Yes. Yeah, so that's
so
right.
Who's in that again? It's
Darren Criss, who is
yes,
in.
That's right.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Glee yeah.
and genius, brilliant actor. He
yeah.
plays Andrew Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
The murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy that they found who looks just like Johnny Versace, who can act. And then Donatella is played by Penelope Cruz. So all it's just Penelope with a blonde wig sounding just like Penelope.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm not mad at her. She's amazing. No, she's amazing. She's chain smoking and wearing Vince's Versace through the whole thing. And Donatella wishes she looked that good. But anyway, and then Ricky Martin.
Really?
Who, yeah, I'll take that in a biscuit. Ricky
hello.
Martin is, hello, playing Johnny Versace's longtime lover.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's
right.
really
yeah.
good. And it's I find it's so well done. So I need to say that. And then what I did on, because I was kid-free, on Sunday I went to a 9:30 showing of Black Panther.
Ah, I want to see that.
Okay,
I really want
that's
to see that.
If that's the next movie you see, that is. I am not really into that whole superhero genre at all.
Uh-huh.
I was that day. It brilliant. That's going to be in the top 10. It's an instant classic. Brilliant, beautiful, evocative, smart. Funny, beautiful, touching, profound, amazing. And just the points that it makes, and it's the integrity and the dignity, and I love the female characters in it are just so strong and on point. But the whole thing, beautiful film, and they're not eligible for Oscars because they came out after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows about next year? But guess what? Who cares? Because the people have spoken. Who cares? Doesn't even matter. But make that the next movie you see.
All right.
Yeah, and it's a fun ride. All those things that make for solid entertainment.
Mm.
You know, and I love that. You know, you can be. You can have a very specific point to make or an important statement to make. I think it's so important to entertain if you're going to have an audience.
Right.
Doesn't mean to sugarcoat it, but entertain or at least engage. You can be uncomfortable and be engaged, but come out of it changed.
Mm.
That's still entertaining in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the term entertainment to be confused with sugarcoating, because I don't mean it like that. The way that we're not entertaining on the show right this second. I'm just kidding. Let me. Anyway, I'm not going to sing today. Oof. Anyway,
well,
so how are you, my
had
darling?
A pretty full weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I feel like probably, you know, kind of getting out of the craziness of whatever crud I had for
you. Sound
for
yeah,
the
you
past
sound like
weeks.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this past week, I pushed myself to be a little more social, be out and about. A combination of things that I had already committed to doing and feeling like part of it is I just need to be able to get out of the house sometimes, and whether it's just to, you know, run errands or meet, you know,
yeah,
friends for lunch or something. Because if I know that if I didn't, I would just pretty much stay in my room and go to sleep. I could do
right.
a little work and then I go back to sleep.
Right.
Well,
it's a pattern interrupt, and you know that. So you.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
that's
right.
good.
So last Thursday, I had a catering gig to do with an old friend of mine. It's actually a friend I met through Anna. And I feel like I've known her forever. So she went to school for the, you know, to be a chef. So she has that background. And she's sort of done her own thing. She's always done a catering side hustle.
Oh,
it was,
is this the one that you put Lolita with?
So, you know, she kind of puts up, she does all kinds of stuff. She works I want to say she works at like a golf property restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
A little further out. So she kind of runs that restaurant. And that's what she has been doing mostly. And now she had, this is like a long-term client. Every so often they'll hire her to do a particular event. And this one was apparently a grand opening of their new office building. So it was in the middle of the week. And they had like 170 people. They had all their manufacturers. I think they do like office furniture and office space designs.
Mm-hmm.
But they have all these different manufacturers from across, I guess, North America, maybe around the world. So they were inviting all their manufacturers to come to their new office space. And each manufacturer was encouraged to have a signature cocktail or a signature drink.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And they had ordered special, you know, like plastic cups, one with the main company's logo and then the manufacturer's logo. So you could get your signature drink in this special cup.
Oh, wow. That's a very good detail. I like that.
Yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and the office space was gorgeous.
I'm sure.
My friend, the chef, was like, yeah, you know, you saw this place last week. It was completely bare and it was all decked out. I want to say at first he said it was a retirement party. So it may have been a combination of, oh, we have a new space and some, you know, big wigs are retiring and we're having all these people over. So it was 170 people.
Wow.
And we had a crew of, I don't know, maybe 8 people, 10 people. Didn't seem like there was that many of them.
That's not a lot. And were you helping her with logistics?
No. She's one of the, it's so funny because I used to help her with a little bit of that back in like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got out of my corporate job, and she's like, oh, she knows what I did. Mm-hmm. So I would try to help her with stuff, but you know, like I'm not a cook, I'm not a chef, but I can help prep stuff. So, you know, she would, for these really big parties and stuff, she would have me and a few other people come in and prep earlier in the day. So it'd be
right.
a really long day. I'm kind of glad she didn't do that for me because I'm like, I can't do it. I can't
right.
be showing up at your house at 10 o'clock. You know,
I ain't chopping no onions. I'm not chopping sack of
right.
onions. I ain't peeling the
right.
potatoes.
I'm not, you know, mostly it was like, just like, you know, getting like cheese trays ready and desserts. So it's fun stuff, but it's like,
right.
man, I'm up, I'm
I ain't
up
doing
early.
That.
So, no, she had me helping Ten Bar, which is really funny because
okay, that's
I hadn't
really
had
funny.
Yeah, Ten Bar, and when she's asked me to do this once before, and she made it seem like I knew what I was doing. I'm like, I don't drink any of this stuff, so I know beer. Back then, I was like, I know how to open up a beer bottle. That's about it. So I didn't think about it this time around, but fortunately she had paired me up with someone who works at her restaurant.
Oh, good.
Who is a bartender.
Oh, good.
So I said, that's perfect. You know, you can mix all the drinks. And you know, and this woman had a way of putting everything together. So it was fun, but it was just the two of us. She was supposed to get a third person.
That's a lot of people for just two people.
Yeah.
And people like to drink at these things. They drink more than they do normally. Because it's, I'm sure, open bar, right? Obviously.
Well, no. That's thank God for small blessings, because despite the fact that there were a bajillion signature drinks for us to kind of look at, most of it was like different types of beer.
Right.
So it was mostly beer. There was one type of wine, and then maybe three or four cocktails, maybe four. So that was manageable.
Right.
But because of that, they only got the liquors needed for those drinks.
Gotcha. So that's
and
good.
The only thing additional was maybe a couple options for just red wine, and another option for and two options for white wine.
Mm-hmm.
So that was manageable. We didn't have, you know, we didn't even have club soda, you know, or tonic water. You know, we didn't have any of that.
No mixers. Good.
So,
that's good.
Yeah. So that was, you know, because people are like asking for different things, and I'm like deer in headlights, and you know, my
have
friend
a
there was like,
you're like, whoa.
She's, you know, we're like, oh, we only have, you know, we have this. And so, okay. Sometimes they would, you know, go one off and like, well, just give me that, you know, that particular liquor, you know, on the rocks, and that's good. You know, okay. So I realize I'm a very heavy pourer. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So, but it was a long night. Like, we didn't really have a break long enough to go get a bite to eat, like without feeling really bad for the other person.
Yep.
Left in the bar. So, and even though we had people, our friends were, you know, passing hors d'oeuvres around. We had, you know, they'd come by. So I know that, you know, my friend who was in charge of it wanted them to come by. But it's hard to do that while you're also trying to talk. No. So my feet and my back hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
But honestly, by 7 o'clock, because we met at 2 in one part of town at my friend's house to get everything loaded up down to this location in town, set up, and figure out what the heck we're doing. And because there's always this level of chaos. Like, my friend knows what she's doing. She knows, you know, she may forget a detail, which is sometimes kind of a big deal, but there's enough room, like enough time to go and remedy it.
Right.
But she doesn't exactly tell you a lot of what you're doing until you get there. But then when we get there, we have to like unload and set up understand what's going on.
That's a lot to process.
And then, And so like, there are some things that are provided by the client, and there are some things that we were supposed to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and we're set up right in the middle. Like, we're right in the middle of the whole office space. So this office space, it's open space for the most part. And then there's a there's like a little kitchen area. Not really a kitchen. It's just more like a bar area. It's a really long bar, but it's right in the middle, like right across from the reception area. So it's meant to have, oh, you're having people over, and there was. Honestly, there was already some liquor underneath the cabinet.
Oh, hello.
And there were like two little refrigerators with some of the signature, like some of the beers that people were going to request, and a bunch of water. There's a little area for ice. So there was already, it's a nice space. If you go there, you'll be taken care of. But it's everyone's hanging out there. And so, you know, even as we're setting up, you know, people are kind of lingering, like,
oh my God.
And no one even knew what time the thing started. We just knew we had to show up at 2 o'clock at someone's house to get started, you know, to set up or to load up. And so I finally get to ask my friend, I'm like, hey, so what time does this thing start? Oh, she says, it starts at 5, I'm like 5 o'clock. Okay.
Oh Lord.
And then I was like, well, what time is it supposed to end?
Yeah.
And she's like, 9 o'clock.
Oof.
So
that was a long day.
I'm like, all right. But I tell you what, because we started, I think we started serving probably at 4:45. We were so busy that when I finally looked at my time, I'm like, surely it's like 9 o'clock, right? It was only like 6:30.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
And every hour after that, I'm like, surely it's been 4 hours. No.
No.
And it had been for me. It had been longer than that, but not officially. And, of course, you know, the drinks are the last thing to kind of get broken down.
Well, of course.
So she had different stations set up. Anna was there. She was helping. She made, like, I think she made pasta. So there's, like, a meat station. There's, you know, desserts. There's all kinds of stuff. It was a lot of – everyone loved the food. And what little bit we had to taste was good too, but you know, it's like we can't really chow down.
Right? No, you can't.
But it was we were busy, so I think even by like 9:30, we're still like,
oh yeah,
we can. Yeah, well, you know, we shut down as much as we could.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't get home. I didn't leave from after we had to load up and go back to the house, unload. And of course, we're still talking, but I'm like, why can we sit down? But then I thought, if I sat down now, I'm not going to get back up again.
Right.
I think I got home around midnight.
Oh, my God.
And I kind of hobbled back to my house.
I know that feeling. You're like, oh.
You know, and I was wearing my most comfortable shoes, but I was standing.
It doesn't matter.
I was standing.
It doesn't matter.
And you know, you kind of, I was like, you know, there's office furniture around, and I was kind of eyeing one of these, like, Aeron chairs, like, oh, if I could just sit down.
Right. Just
days.
For a second.
But that was the most amount of work and activity I've had to do in 3 weeks.
It's, talk about a pattern interrupt, though. That talk about, like, hard physical labor.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's going to be the great equalizer. I don't know.
Yeah,
I get. Yeah, my week felt just like that. It was just so, there was just so much that had to be done, and it's working with other people. When you're working on your own,
right?
You know, you there's fluidity in that, and it's a different kind of focus. And you know, when you're collaborating with other people, working with other people, it's a whole new thing. And like you, on Friday, we were supposed to start seeing actors for the open call at 11. Well, honey, security, when I walked into the security entrance of the Guggenheim Museum, which is where we're doing this, the security guy showed me the monitor of the holding area by the theater. And I went, oh, my Jesus. There were people that started showing up at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, my Jesus. I started crossing myself. Catholic school realness. I'm like, oh, my Jesus. So I started at 10, didn't take a lunch, and I went to the bathroom once.
Ah.
And
Lord.
And finished at like 5.
Yeah.
I didn't want to turn anybody away.
Yeah.
So toward the end, I saw people in groups of 10 and did like everybody in groups. Just like the chorus line. Dun 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 dun. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I would thank them for their time. I would go out there. There would just be so many of them waiting to be seen. And I just acknowledge like how valuable their time is, and
oh,
thanking
so
them. Yeah. And what's lovely is like I got a handful of emails just acknowledging that they felt it was very kind and all of that. That was really important. They don't get that feeling from a production, from a casting person.
Mm-hmm.
They get dismissed, and it was sad. I mean, I brought back 12 people, which is a high return to meet the creative team. That was, mm-hmm. I think, a very high return for something like that. But it was very sad. There was one woman who must have been well into her 70s that auditioned for a role that clearly stated between 18 and 30.
Oh, wow.
And she auditioned.
Mm.
You know, I just kept my mouth shut. You know, and it's,
wow.
It, yeah. It's so, it's very, very bittersweet. And then you see others who, you know, it was their very, very first open call, their very first audition, or somebody just moved from Florida, first audition in New York, you know. And so I'm like, well, enjoy this, because you're not going to get this kind of treatment. you never forget your first. Remember me. Remember me. Yeah, half the time they don't even get seen at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
I've seen those kinds of situations portrayed, you know, in TV or whatever, and the whole bit about actors all piled up in a room, just like going over the lines and then nervous, and then it's a long day. That's a long day.
Long day for everybody. Yeah. Mm. So I think I had a cup of coffee and half a bagel, and that was and.
And you kind of run off adrenaline until you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, and what was so beautiful was I was in one of the most beautiful theaters I have ever been in my life, and I just kept saying, thank you, God. Thank you, Source. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like, you're showing me this, it's the most prestigious theater job I've ever worked on. Personal opinion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just kept saying, thank you. Thank you for this environment. Thank you. Thank you. This is a reflection. Thank you. Like, I've never been more humbled and more grateful the last, 2 years. So that tells us, you know, we get thrown into these situations. There was that part of you that knew that I'm going to need to not go into this wormhole of isolation and processing. I would say, grab me a blankie and a pillow too. I'm right there next to you. I'm right there next to you. If I could just go in there, put on my fuzzy slippers, I'd be right there next to you, girl, watching Johnny Versace on FX in a minute. But these things happen to be the pattern interrupt to propel us and to show us, to literally show us, we're still standing, literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I were both literally standing. We were both holding our ground, literally. There's something to be said for that. And you were collaborating. You were supporting. I'm sure your friend was profoundly grateful for your help.
Yeah, I was more like a barback, but I tell you what, I really appreciated her knowing what she knew, and being the person that she is, because she's like, I do this all the time. I'm like, that's perfect. And, she's someone, she calls everyone sweetheart, and thank you, sweetheart. And so we drove over, and we'll tell you, we do have a hand raise, so let's call her. We'll get to you in a moment. We'll wrap up our little bit here. But she drove, and I'd never worked with her before. I'd never met her before. But she has a 5-month-old at home. So she said something. I don't think she's officially worked with my friend in this capacity, where it's a catering gig versus being at the restaurant. So here she is. She's like talking about her. She's a super cautious driver. So all the stuff. Normally I'd be like, oh, I'll drive, but I let her drive, and figured if she's gonna, she's actually the bartender, then I'll let her, run the show, because I know my limitations.
That was good,
so
though. See, but that's good though. Look at that.
I know.
Yes,
I know,
I'm so
really
proud
good.
Of you.
I know it was really good.
Yes.
Because I'm like, you know what? I'll let her, because she had a way of organizing. She was, she was like looking at what we had to do, because I was thinking, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of drinks.
Step back. Step back and just see what, just step back.
So she figured out how she wanted it to go. I figured I could do my little bit. You know, if she had a mixed drink, I'd make sure she had ice in her cup.
Right.
We worked it out really, really well. The tough part, though, is that she's still nursing. She did not bring
her
anything. And I was looking at her like, why didn't you bring it? We didn't get all this information. I knew what to expect, because I worked with my friend before. She didn't know. She figured, if we're meeting at 2, then we should be done kind of early. I'm like,
Never assume nothing. No. And if you're, honey, you take that portable pumps and you put it in your bag. Oh, no, I did that.
I was surprised. I mean, I get it's her first kid.
And you know what? She's on mommy brain. She's delirious. She's out of her mind. Poor thing.
So I said, I was just looking at her like, I said, do you have like a portable something? Because she said, they probably won't have a space for me to do that.
This one likes to make assumptions, and you can't do that about anything. It's a false sense of control. Girl.
As the day went on, she's like, but she didn't even have the protective bra. None of that.
Come on, at least get the pads, girl.
I mean, to me, it was funny because I'm like, I've never had a kid,
and I know. You know what to do. But you're like, so are you engorged? Would you like some cabbage leaves? I mean, see, and you know what I'm talking about, right? Oh my God! Wow, she wasn't thinking. That was a mommy mishap. She wasn't thinking. Poor thing. That's lack of sleep. Yeah, poor thing.
So I said, as soon as we could finish it, because she was still like serving people. I'm like, you know what? You ought to just let's wrap everything up here. Because we're done. We technically are done. And it's nice. You're being nice, but I know you're in pain.
She's in pain.
And you are not anywhere close to being home.
And it's a risk of infection. No, it's not good. Yeah. Oh, no, girl. On that note, let's take a call.
Well, let's see here.
Oh, my God. Poor thing.
No. I'm sorry. Awesome. And here's the thing: is she's not there anymore. Here's the thing: throughout the show, the main line that I've been calling in on has been dropping.
Oh,
so I've had to call back in. They have a direct connect on this for Blog Talk Radio, so I've been doing that and then using my cell phone to call in.
Oh, all right.
Guest.
So we may not be able to take calls, just technical.
Well, no, I mean it'll. I saw it, but if. If it drops, if the main line drops, I don't know if that also drops. Well,
right.
She may have just said, okay, well, I'm done. I don't know. But regardless, I don't see her anymore. So.
Okay.
Oh, well. Sorry, Colin.
Sorry. But, yeah, sorry. Poor thing. That was good. So she.
I sent her home. I said, as soon as you can get your payment, then just be done. Just go home.
Go home and pump.
Because I said I can drive back with my cousin. You don't have to drop me back off at the house.
Oh, that was
good.
Very
just
kind.
Go.
No, you had to. No, she made fucking oops. She made oops. Beep. I'm so tired. She made frozen yogurt. She did everything.
She put creamer in the coffee.
Latte. Poor thing. Oh my God, I'm getting sympathy pains for her because I know what that feels like. My God. Oh, that's not a good. Did she have far to drive? Poor thing.
She had probably a good 45 minutes.
Oh, I'd be crying. I'm sure she must have been sopping wet.
I was like, really?
Oh,
you didn't? You know,
no, come on, girl. She'll never do that
she
again.
Last time she had pumped. She was like at 1 o'clock.
Oh no, girl!
And she didn't leave there until maybe 9:45.
That's not
at
good.
The earliest.
Oh no,
at the earliest.
She's still pumping. She's still pumping. Oh my God! She gotta go to Bye Bye Baby or go on Amazon and just you got the purse size. You got the travel.
Yeah. And I know she has it. She's like,
girl,
she wasn't prepared.
Never assume.
Clearly.
Never
clearly
assume.
Clearly wasn't prepared.
Never assume. That's such a lesson. It's a tough one. Never assume. It's a false sense of control, and you're just making stuff up in your head, especially with somebody else's business, and you're not really being clued in. And very interesting. I relate to the new mother, and I also relate to your friend who runs the business. I was so fortunate. I had a very good friend of mine who's a filmmaker that helped me run things. And what's great is I don't have to really say anything to him because he's a grown-up and he gets it. And then I have my assistant, who is somebody that I've been mentoring for a few years, who's since he's 17, he's now 22. And I just throw him into the – he loves it, though. I throw him into the deep end of the pool with the sharks. And I'm like, I'm going to kill myself if I don't have that cup of coffee. I'm on it. So, you have to clue people in and have a system. You have to. Even with the actors coming in, even with the secure, like, you absolutely have to clue people in, because there's always the variable of what's not known. I didn't know that we were going to have people waiting there from like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was going to be standing room only. I didn't know that, we needed security clearance. But the thing is, because I was so prepared and I clued everybody in, they were, when you give people information, it empowers them to work autonomously.
Right.
When you have to have a system and you prepare them and you talk about it and you clue them in and there's a system in place, then you can roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're the only one that really knows the system and then you're rolling with the punches, that's less productive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're doing a lot more extra work.
It's tough, and I can shut down a situation with a stare. But that's...
Yeah.
And it's so funny because these Brits are like, oh, my. I'm like, watch. All you guys have to do is show up and drink your tea. Right. And you know what I did? And I have to thank my friend Dennis who helped me. So there's this cafe there's a few of them in New York called Sarah Beth's Kitchen. And they have like the most authentic scone, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, they're going to love you forever if you get them a couple of scones and some biscuits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I said, there's a reason why I got you around. They were so touched. And of course, one's vegan, one's gluten free. So the vegan got all the baked goods, and then for the rest of the week, I just brought in the best vegan, gluten-free snacks every day for them.
So thoughtful.
I said, but you're our guest. Hello, you're our guest. they had tea service and stuff like that, but they really needed to be taken care of. The museum staff has never produced a live event like this before. Like a theatrical production, but they'll host events. And I could have gone to this, and I couldn't. But they did. They hosted an event, The Music of Mozart in the Jungle. So freaking Malcolm McDowell was there. All these people. I'm like, oh. So they get all these people that grace the stage, and that's where I was working, like hanging out in the dressing room and then going on stage and auditioning people and just amazing. But yeah, they'll have all of these people. They had like the Kelly O'Hara, who's I guess a very famous opera singer from the Metropolitan Opera, like crazy. So it's very upscale. And I'm just like, hey, where do you want me to vacuum? And So the building, right. You're going to see the building because you're going to come see the show because it's so cool. And your timing, it makes no sense for you guys not to come to see the show. But the building is a very famous building. Architecturally, there's lots of curves to it. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of it. But it's a very oddly shaped building, but it's a New York City institution. So, of course, there's this kind of snobbery about it, and there's so much money. There's so much. I'm just like, child, if I just opened up one of your pockets, I could, like, pay my rent. Just one pocket. Your change purse. That could pay my rent.
Your change purse.
My change purse. So the building is curved. It's very circular. Mm-hmm. And instead of, like, I had a meeting with the producer. Meet me in the conference room. Oh, we'll meet in the rotunda. I mean, the conference room? What the hell are you talking about? Rotunda.
Rotunda.
Rotunda. I'll give you rotunda. Anyway, it's really funny. I was like Cinderella's, like, grandmother.
The rotunda, I love it.
Yeah, the rotunda. Shall we meet to the rotunda? Oh, this is so your speed, girl. You would just really. It's so smart. It's so you and Anna are. This is so perfect. It's like we planned. I planned your. I got this job to plan a special trip for you guys. That, shall we meet to the rotunda? I'm like, why are you talking like that?
You know, we're gonna wear T-shirts to say meet me in the rotunda.
Meet me in the rotunda. That's really funny. That's really funny. That's really funny. And I love actually that the general manager of this all the theatrical events and all the live events that take place in this theater space. I don't know if he's Vietnamese or Filipino, but I just love that he's a brown Asian. I love that. I love that. I think he's Vietnamese, but he looks like he could be your brother. Like, I love it. Yeah.
Could be.
And very dandy. You know, I love me. I love me an ethnic dandy. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Shall we explain that to the people? Because I think I'm getting very specific. Why don't you explain that to the people? Well, I love me. Okay, I will. So an ethnic dandy. Okay, so a dandy is just a really cool, and it's for any gender. I feel
right.
I've seen some hot dandies, and I don't matter what they are.
Right.
Where it's just this really kind of postmodern take on, like, waspy dressing, but with an edge, and it just takes it, and it takes it to this kind of edgy, very personal style, but it's very very much entrenched in tradition, steeped in tradition. So it would be the bow tie. That's not the clip. It's the Windsor bow tie. It would be, but it's not stuffy. It's very fashionable. And
right.
It's very tasteful, and it's very subtle. It's the brilliance is the understatement of it all. It's not trying too hard. And there's something so refined and so cool and edgy about it. So you can kind of expect that from somebody that maybe they came from old money or they had relatives off the Mayflower. But I love it when it was like the housekeeper from the Mayflower's descendants. You know, I love it when it's done by somebody who is of color, because it just takes it to a whole fabulous level of cool. And so what I appreciate about, I appreciate that they're inclusive in hiring practices. That's one of the reasons why they hired me to cast it. Also because I'm all about for the people, by the people. And the art of what I do is that I get the most brilliant actors that an audience will feel they're not actors. That's really hard to do. And 5 out of the 7, like I said earlier, were people that I found very unconventionally. One actor who got the lead part, I remembered him from like 4 years ago.
Wow.
And I hunted him down. And he hasn't been auditioning because he's opened a catering company. Isn't that funny? He opened a catering company in New York, yeah. And very, very busy. But this project is so cool. He's going to have his business partner cover for him and do this. As I was leaving on Friday, they were having a production meeting. and they're already talking about when the New York Times was coming. I'm like, yes! And I know they're going to talk about the casting. I know they're going to talk about the casting. I know they are. Because that is being so authentic. Because it's a very unusual, unconventional theater piece. So, you guys have to come. But yeah, but my boss was an Asian dandy, and I'm all up in that. You'll see. I'll introduce you. You'll see. I'm like, hi, cousin. I just love that. It's like we could have been on the Mayflower.
We'd have been rowing. Yeah,
we would have rowed. I would have been like making rice and beans. Hello. Oh my God. Oh, girl, it was very funny. Very funny. Very funny.
Oh my God! So we have to get a whole new outfit for this.
Well, what's great? Well, what's great is you can, because of the nature of this piece, you can be dressed any way that you want to be because of the premise.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Entirely optional. You could be dressed to the nines, or you could be dressed nice casual, like upscale casual. Yeah. So, yeah, it's what's great about this thing is because it's such an authentic or recreation of something very authentic, you can come as you are. As opposed to we're going to the opening night at the, you know, at the opera or something where I'm like, girl, yeah, I'm picking up the shoes. No. Yeah, no, girl, no, you don't speak and you try these things on and you're going to get this, put that back, right?
You don't speak.
You don't speak. That's okay. No, that's, you guys can wear whatever you guys want to wear. So you can make it as ordinary or as special as you want. There's no dress code for this particular situation. Which is cool.
Yeah, I got a pair of overalls I've been wanting to try out.
Yeah, I bought the straw, the piece of wheat. I'm gonna put wheat in their teeth. What they do? I got a corn cob pipe. Can I bring in some takeout from Waffle House? You have the bag for the Waffle House with the greasy biscuits in it. No, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Okay, you know. Okay, let me put some boundaries on there. Okay. You want to look nice, but you don't have to be fancy. Okay. It's not formal. You can do whatever you want, but not overalls and like a corn cob pipe and bare feet. Like Beverly Hillbillies realness. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, we're gonna do some cosplay, and I'm just kidding.
Just yes. Yeah, so you and Anna could be Ellie Mae and Jethro. I don't think so. Don't embarrass me now. I can't wait. I can't wait. No, you guys, whatever you do is gonna be fun. You guys are adorable. You guys are adorable.
Well, I'll definitely run it by Hannah.
Yeah, I need to know.
And see. So that's that week of previews then, right? So it would be better to pick that week or just to come or
yeah,
to.
Yeah, before it opens because I know that I'm going to see it a bunch of times during that time, and I know that I will probably get a block of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you guys paying the $45. Yeah. I want you to come as my guest. So the around that time would bode well.
Okay.
Yeah. And Anna's birthday is the 8th of March.
9th.
Right? The 9th, right. So perfect. So yeah, I would say, you know, like the week following her birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. And then Uncle Tony will have a chance to settle back from being newly married. So,
right.
So is his wife in Dubai or wherever the hell?
Yeah, I think so.
So crazy. I wonder if Anna would ever go there, Dubai, just to go.
Crazy. Maybe. Maybe. I would think so.
Right. Unbelievable. And your parents are back, though. Are your parents back?
Yeah, they're back. They're back. They've had the last few weeks to get out of their jet lag.
I can't even imagine. What's the time difference for the Philippines to here?
14 hours.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, the Brits, I think it was a 5 or 6 hour time difference, and the jet lag did a number on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember when you came back from Iceland, that took a minute.
Yeah.
What's the time? What was the time difference with Iceland?
Let me see. I want to say it was about 4.
That's all?
Maybe 4 hours.
Oh, I'm thinking it was like Australia. See, I'm so.
Or it could have been. No. Iceland is just farther north. But
I'm so ignorant. geographically, I'm so impaired. And then, isn't Australia like 24 hours?
It was also a really large continent, so it depends on where you are. It's a good technical.
No.
Yeah, depending on where you are.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's probably around 16 to 20 hour difference.
That is crazy.
I think. I've actually been working on getting a where my cousins are planning a trip to Iceland. It used to be Iceland and Norway. This is going to be at the end of October because they really wanted to see the Northern Lights. One of my cousins, her birthday is the same day as my mom, and she likes to, when she finally gets a trip planned, she likes to go all out.
Right.
A couple years ago, she did a trip to Ireland for like 10 days, and she booked it through a travel company because she likes to go hiking. And so she got to do things that she wanted to do. And she had one of her coworkers went with her. But it was part of a bigger group, and she was showing me all the pictures, and just she had such a good time. So I think I had talked about, our trip to Norway and Iceland and Scotland, and she's like, "Well, did you see the Northern Lights?" I said, "Well, no, because it was summertime." So she's like, "I really want to see the Northern Lights." I'm like, "Yeah." At that point, I'm like, "Yeah, I would too." So it went from she found a place. She does all her research. She went online and found a place in Norway that has like an observatory for the Northern Lights, but there's like nothing else to do. Like, you have to fly into a big city and then take another smaller flight to to get there.
That's a pilgrimage.
And so we were looking, and I'm totally fine. I'm like, I could be hanging out. I don't have to go out drinking. I'm good with
good. You're a good time Annie. Yep.
Right. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Because I said the Northern Lights are beautiful. It's in nature. You can always take hikes.
And that's enough, I think.
Yeah, for me, that's
enough for me.
And I think she was thinking, it'd be nice to see a little bit more. And then she was looking over at flights, and she said, well, this was recently because we met a month ago talking about, going to Norway and then maybe Iceland. And I'm like, have a week.
Yeah,
let's
that's too much.
To cram in two
yeah,
different
that's
countries.
Too much. No.
So she was looking at flights, and she said, well, the Norway flights are really expensive.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so maybe we should just do Reykjavik. We'll just go to Iceland and okay. So that's what we're doing.
Oh,
but
wow.
The thing is, it's expensive anyway, and Reykjavik is also very expensive.
Right.
So
it's very popular.
Yeah. So, I'm excited, but
when is that supposed to happen?
End of October, beginning of November.
You
so,
just
like
a world traveler. That's amazing.
Well, this is something we've been planning to do for
a while. I remember,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the catch is, for me, like, one, I've already seen the Northern Lights. Not that I wouldn't want to see it again.
Of course.
I've already been to Iceland.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see it again.
You got to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to think about
I've already I've already, you know, I've definitely already committed. I definitely want to go because I think it'd
yes,
be fun to travel with my parents, with my cousins.
Right.
And they're like, most of them that are wanting to go are three. And then my cousin has her another, I think it's the same coworker that went with her to Ireland, who also likes to travel. So I think she's going, but like my cousins are all at least 10 years younger than I am.
Oh Lord.
Oh, but the cousin that's in charge of, you know, has been planning all this. She's super, super responsible.
Oh yeah.
So,
listen, you'll have a great time. And
yeah.
It's life is an adventure and good for you. And there's possibilities. So that's,
yeah,
that's wonderful. And speaking of possibilities, this show just zipped by. So good just to talk to you. So wonderful. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. I'm going to download Thursday's show so I can hear Elisa and Anna's show, which is, I'm looking forward to that. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
And I'm too tired to get the bell. So, and to brighter and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Bye.